Greetings, I'm Paige Estritori, your host for the Daily Financial Services News Wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. We start today's roundup with a significant stride in the insurance sector towards adopting artificial intelligence. QBE is amping up its use of AI to bolster its underwriting efficiency and precision. In a North American pilot which proved successful, QBE's cyber underwriting AI assistant notably reduced broker submission review times by two-thirds. After establishing its effectiveness in the United States and Europe, QBE has plans to extend this technology to the Australia-Pacific division in its pipeline. All these advancements echo the sentiments of Matt Mansour, QBE's Group Executive for Technology and Operations, who expressed the company's intent to enhance processes, speed up decision-making, and improve user experiences, all while driving operational efficiency. In landmark consumer news, Resolution Life Australasia has been instructed by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority to refund a policyholder for overcharged premiums. Citing a lack of sufficient communication, AFCA pointed out that the insurer had failed to provide evidence of the annual premium hike notices sent email in 2022 and 2023. As a result, the insurer is now required to refund the excess premiums charged since 2022. Along with interest. Next, we take a look at an interesting trend in the insurance landscape as professional indemnity or PI insurance sees a decrease in its premium revenue, even while claims payments remain steady. This is in stark contrast with public and product liability insurance, which has experienced a rise in gross premium. These recent trends highlight an intriguing shift in premium revenue amidst a stable claims scenario. Finally, Suncorp Group is setting a new course after strategic divestitures, shifting its focus to general insurance. Following the sale of its banking operations to ANZ for $4.9 billion, Suncorp is also selling its New Zealand Astron Life business to Resolution Life. Suncorp CEO Steve Johnston calls this a game changer, enabling the group to pour resources into its non-life insurance services, drive digital innovations, and address climate change. Stay tuned for more on these stories and keep a pulse on the financial services industry with Financial Services Online, your trusted source for all things finance, insurance, superannuation, and money management. Log on to financialservicesonline.com.au for more details. I'm Paige Estritori, thanking you for tuning in to our daily financial services news wrap this Thursday, the 8th of August, 2024.